All right, so what's the deal with Cole Beasley? Let's play that intro music so I can get into this topic. So when I saw what Cole Beasley had tweeted, the very first tweet I saw was the one where he was saying that he wanted to be utilized more than he wanted big money, right? So he valued being utilized in the offense, or at least having more targets in the offense, than he valued getting more money. And that's what he was going to base his decision on. So when I first saw that tweet, I thought to myself, okay, I didn't think anything bad of it. I thought, okay, he's willing to work with the Cowboys to sign a contract that benefits both parties, right? And then I kept scrolling a little bit, and I saw the one where he was saying that the front office pushes who they want to get the ball. And then I thought to myself, my first reaction was, well, the front office isn't on the field throwing you the football, right? That's Dak Prescott, the one that's on the field throwing you the football. So what the hell are you talking about, Cole? So then, and not that I was that I was mad because he was attacking the front office. That doesn't matter to me. We all know, as Cowboys fans, and even people who are not Cowboys fans, know that Jerry Jones always wants to be involved in some way. He always has to have the last say, right? He has to feel like he's involved with the Dallas Cowboys. And are we going to be mad at him for that? No, I don't think so. I mean, he's the owner. Ultimately, he pays everybody's paycheck, and he's the boss. If there's a boss who doesn't like to be involved, then maybe they really shouldn't own that company that they own, you know? Because I mean, looking at it from my perspective, if I was the boss of the Dallas Cowboys, if I was the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, I'd want to win, but I'd also want to give my opinion out there. That doesn't mean that somebody's going to take it. So just because the front office has an opinion on who should be getting the ball, or who should be getting more targets, or what plays to call, or who should be on the field, that doesn't mean that the coaches are gonna side with the owner. I mean, they got hired as a coach for a reason, right? To make their own plays and make their own calls and make their own decisions on staffing and everything, and what players they want. So, and I know the GM has something to do with that, but that's besides the point. So, and what I'm trying to say is that ultimately, the person who's passing him the ball is Dak Prescott. Regardless of who's making, of what play they're calling, I realize some plays when Cole Beasley gets taken out, obviously he's automatically written off because he's not in that play. But if he's in the field, and the offensive coordinator or the coach calls a play, Dak still has to make the decision on who he's going to throw it to. It's not the front office. You can't be blaming the front office for not getting the ball enough. And like I said, of course the front office is going to have their opinions. But ultimately the coach is the one who decides on what they're going to call, what play they're going to call. And once they call that play, ultimately the quarterback is the final decider on where the ball is going to go, because that play may be broken down to the first read. And or whatever the case may be, something else might happen, and then Dak ends up throwing the ball to whoever he sees is more fit, or ends up running it or whatever. Now, I know certain coaches will take what the front office says and modify their play calling based off of that. And some coaches won't do that. I mean, you're going to have both sides, right? So you're going to have a coach who is going to concede to what the owner is asking for. But at the same time, you're going to have other coaches who are not. So I think that every front office is going to have their own idea of what should be happening in the game. But that doesn't mean that the coach is going to follow exactly what the owner is saying. And I understand Cole Beasley, right? I understand that he wants the football. And if you ask me, Cole Beasley is a very, very good slot receiver. He's not big. And even for a slot receiver, he's like smaller as far as muscle is concerned, he doesn't really, he's not big, and he doesn't have a lot of muscle on him. He's only 5'8". He's not fast. He's not very fast. What he is he's very, very quick. He's extremely quick, and he can get open in short spaces. He can get open really fast, really quick. But he's not going to, after he catches the ball, he's not going to run for, you know, he's not going to sprint. He's not going to out-sprint everybody to the end zone. He's not going to push people over or run people over to get those 5 extra yards. In fact, whenever he gets tackled by a linebacker, it always seems like one of his limbs is going to fall off. He's going to lose an arm, a leg, or his head is going to pop off. You know, he's a small guy, but he's a good receiver. If I'm the front office, I want to keep Cole Beasley unless they have a replacement already in mind for him through the draft. You know, I don't know a lot of the receivers that are coming into the draft this year, so I can't really speculate on that. But if the front office or Will McClay know that he knows that there's somebody that they can get to fill in for Cole Beasley, then I say let him walk. But if not, then I think they should try and work something out. Because Tavon Austin, I don't really see him as being a slot receiver or even a regular receiver. Tavon Austin, to me, is a gadget player. That's all he is. And he spent a lot of time injured this year. So, you know, Cole Beasley was injured also in a couple of games, but he at least played more. So there's that durability factor. Even though he's tiny, he still plays, you know, and he's able to go out there and play even when he's a little bit banged up. And I know Tavon Austin's injury was worse than anything that Cole Beasley had, but it's just, I don't know, I don't see Tavon Austin as being that fill in for Cole Beasley. If I had a choice, which one of those guys I want to keep, I think I'd side for Beasley, unless, like I said, unless there's somebody else through the draft that they can get and that they can and they feel like can be a very good replacement or even an upgrade to Cole Beasley, which I thought that's what Ryan Switzer was going to be, but they ended up trading him. So, you know, there's hit and miss with that with the draft, and unfortunately Ryan Switzer didn't work out. And then to top it all off, Cole Beasley, you know, he's talking about utilization. He had a pretty good season as far as catches is concerned. You know, if there was other catches that he didn't get because he didn't have the opportunity to get them, I mean, really it was Dak's fault, because Dak was either throwing high or throwing behind or just being inaccurate with the ball in certain situations. Definitely being more inaccurate than I'd like him to be. But we all know all of that. So, I mean, Cole Beasley needs to say what he's really thinking, which is, I want to play with a more accurate quarterback or a better quarterback. I think that's what he's really trying to say. I may be wrong in that, but that's what I get out of it, you know? All right, but enough about Cole Beasley. So apparently John Kitna showed up to the Pro Bowl as part of the coaching staff with the Cowboys. So, I mean, and there was another report saying that the Cowboys were going to select their offensive coordinator from somebody they were going to fill in that position with somebody from within the staff already, that's already on the staff within the organization. So that pretty much seals the deal and confirms that it's going to be Kellen Moore, unless they come back and they say that they want Sanjay Lal, the wide receivers coach, who apparently is also really good. But I mean, it's going to be Kellen Moore, right? Everybody knows that. If John Kitna is already there and they're trying to work out what position he's going to be coaching or what his actual title is going to be, and then they're saying that the offensive coordinator position is going to be filled in from somebody from within, it's Kellen Moore. And like I've said already, I'm okay with this. So yeah, I'm okay with this. I mean, I'm trusting the front office, and I'm cautiously optimistic and very excited for next season. Now let's move on to something important that the Dallas Cowboys have to do now that the main priority, at least as I was concerned, it has been taken care of, which is getting rid of Scott Linehan. That was the top priority in my mind. So that's already done, right? What's the next thing that the Cowboys need to do? To me, and probably to a lot of Cowboys fans, at least most Cowboys fans would agree that the next priority is Tank Lawrence needs to be signed to a long-term deal. You know? No more franchise tagging him. This guy's 27 years old and he's one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. Is he the best? No. But he can get to the quarterback. He's better than we have. Because if you don't sign Tank Lawrence, who's gonna take his spot? David Irving is obviously interested in other things, so that guy needs to go. Is somebody else gonna take a shot with him or a chance with him? Probably. You know, maybe. Is he gonna play a lot? Not unless he changes his attitude. He doesn't love football, I guess, because he just doesn't want to be out there. If you're using an excuse of a hurt ankle for the whole entire season, I mean, come on. You know, and I'm pretty sure that the front office is and the Dallas coaching staff has had enough of David Irving, and they're ready to move on, and I'm okay with that. We took our chance. It didn't work out, and it's time to move on from him. So who else do we have? Tyrone Crawford. I like Tyrone Crawford. I think he's a decent defensive end who can sometimes play defensive tackle. You know, I see him switch back and forth, so I like him. But the other one is Taco Charlton, who shows absolutely no drive. He just has no motor. He's another guy who I wonder how much he actually likes football. I think it's just a job for him. He doesn't seem to try very hard. And interestingly enough, when I watch them play, David Irving and Taco Charlton, they have similar movements, similar like style in the way that they kind of maneuver around. Like they almost look like they're slithering. It's a little bit weird. Anyways, I thought that was a little bit interesting, but he just doesn't seem to have any mortar. David Irving, when he gets going, and he's just an absolute beast when he's on and he wants to play. But Taco Charlton, how many sacks has he had? Two, maybe? I mean, I remember one, and that's it. So we have to sign DeMarcus Lawrence. There's nobody else who's going to take his spot. And the guy has earned his paycheck. I mean, when a guy has earned their paycheck, there's nothing else to be said about it. He earned it. Pay him. I think most Cowboys fans have been saying throughout the season, pay that man. I know I have. Every time he makes a good play, I just scream at the TV, pay that man, you know? I'd also like to keep Damian Wilson, because whenever he's out there, he's a very decent linebacker. I think he's going to try and test the waters, though. He's going to try and see if he can get a better paycheck somewhere else. He might. He may not. I'd like to keep him. I think he's a little bit of an underrated linebacker. Ever since his first year in the league, I thought he was a very decent linebacker. So hopefully we get to keep him. Not sure how much that's going to work out. We don't really utilize him that much, honestly, unless it's on special teams. But whenever he is on in the field, he just seems to be around the football constantly. So I like Damian Wilson. I see it 50-50. He stays. Probably 60-40. He leaves. And Cole Beasley, I think Cole Beasley's done. I'd like to keep him. But it's really hard to see Cole Beasley in a Cowboys uniform next year. I think somebody's going to offer him something that the Cowboys won't be willing to match. But hopefully they have a backup plan. And hopefully that backup plan is not Tavon Austin, because I don't think he's that type of slot receiver, that we need. But the next big priority is signing Tank. I mean, that should be obvious to everybody, signing Tank. And then I would say getting a defensive tackle and safety help. Xavier Woods has been doing good. Jeff Heath. I like Jeff Heath, and then I hate Jeff Heath. You know how it goes. And then everybody else, they can just wait. Byron Jones doesn't. They can pick up his fifth year. Dak Prescott doesn't have to be signed until next year. Ezekiel Elliott, they're going to pick up his fifth year. Then they're going to tag him once or twice, and I'm okay with that. I've already said this in other ones. So the next big priority, Tank Lawrence. Get that man paid. Get him locked up. All right, that's going to be it for today. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, send me an email to thedrivecowboysaddict@gmail.com. If you want to get notifications for when I post a new episode or publish a new episode, follow me on Twitter @Dallas_addict. You'll get notifications right as soon as I publish an episode. Oh, and hey, by the way, I know last time I reported that or mentioned that Netflix was raising their prices. Well, guess what happened? Hulu, in response, is lowering their prices to, I think it was $5.99. So there you go. If you don't like that Netflix is raising the prices, go to Hulu. Although I prefer Netflix. Well, no, actually, I like both of them. They have decent. I like Hulu because they have Futurama and they have some anime like One Piece. And they also have Sunny in Philadelphia, which I love. Max, my man, and he's a Tony Romo fan, which is awesome too. And then I like Netflix because, you know, they have The Office and they have a bunch of other things. So there you go. Just wanted to throw that out there. If you're not happy with the Netflix increase in price, go to Hulu. All right, so that's going to be it for today. Hopefully you like this episode. If not, let me know what you'd like to see changed. And I'll try to incorporate it. Talk to you next time.